Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars. What are the recent projects that you're working on?
Right now, I'm reading a few different scripts, trying to decide what next thing I want to do for 2009. Reaper is about to come back on air this week. You know, people can see that. You know, season two of Reaper.
What is new this season on Reaper and with your character, Ben?
I think what's new with Ben this season is the fact that he's fell in love with a demon. And I think it's pretty funny. Like, he's involved himself in a relationship with a demon. And I don't want to elaborate any more than just the fact that he starts this relationship and, you know, a lot of things occur because of it.
What made you originally want to be on the show?
A lot of factors. I thought that comedy was something that I definitely wanted to be a part of. I really liked the humor. I also, when I heard about the project first, Kevin Smith was directing the pilot. I'm a huge fan of Kevin Smith. So it was just, it was to me like a no-brainer to want to work with him and to do this kind of comedies. You know, this is the kind of stuff that I like to do. I think a lot of people know me from old school. So they know that, you know, I'm no stranger to this kind of, you know, fun humor.
What about the role continues to challenge you?
I think the humor itself, like, is just, it's something where, as an actor, you have to find the right tone for the character and for the jokes. So if you're not nailing the tone, then you're not being funny. And so that's always tricky. It's something that you want to make sure you can tackle that and make sure that comes across correctly. So it's always a challenge.
What have you found most rewarding about your role?
You know, that we actually have, like, you know, fans, that people, like, who actually want to see the show and, you know, people who are, like, I guess you could say cult followers. You know, we're not a huge show, like, you know, Desperate Housewives or anything like that, but we definitely have our niche. You know, we have those fans that really look for our show, that really want to see that, and to have people come up to me and say, you know, I love what you're doing on the show, that's pretty cool.
How do you guys continue to maintain chemistry between the cast?
We get along well, and we respect each other, and we try to have fun with each other. You know, I think that's important in terms of, like, the chemistry. So we just, you know, we really try to, like, keep things, you know, on a great level are okay. And of course, you know, working with people for 9 months a year, you're always going to get irritated. There's always going to be clashing of heads, but there's always respect amongst each other. And so, you know, we were able to remain friends, you know, during the work process.
How long can you see yourself playing Ben?
That's a good question. I hope not for like ER long. I like the way the Brits do it overseas, where they just, you know, they do one season and then that's it. I mean, I could see myself doing Ben for another season.
Ben has this new love affair you mentioned earlier. Will we get to see him with his former wife at all again?
No. she has vacated, you know, his life and, you know, left him in jail. So after that situation, you know, I think that really propelled him to find someone that would be around a little longer. So
he's officially divorced.
He's officially divorced, yes.
What has been your most memorable moment you've had from filming this latest season of Reaper?
I guess my fondest memories is just, you know, just being on set and really having a good time working with Tyler. He plays Sock, and we always have a really good time working together. I enjoy my scenes with Tyler. I feel like we have great chemistry when we work together, and it's just really fun, you know. And you know, everyone in the cast really, like, there's so many great new people that come across this season, you know. And I think this season is really going to hit well with people. Like, I really think people are going to really gravitate towards our show this season. I think we had a lot of fun. There's a lot of great story to it, and the characters are interesting, and I really enjoyed working this year on this show.
Why do you think people continue to tune in and watch Reaper?
It's that kind of humor that I think people are really connecting with now. I think that a TV show that can give you that every week, I think is one of the reasons why people want to tune in. It's smart comedy, but at the same time, like, we don't take ourselves seriously. And I think there's people that can appreciate that. And I think that's why people want to tune in.
What made you originally want to be an actor?
That's a good question. I don't know. It was just an overwhelming sensation and feeling and emotion when I was about 4 or 5 years old. I guess it was just like, as a kid, you just kind of see things you want to do. And I always pressed my parents into wanting, I just told them, like, this, I want to do this, you know. And so I never let up. The older I got, I never let up. I was constantly just like, you know, can you put me in an acting class? Can you help me with this? And so, I don't know. Just, I have no idea. I mean, I think my parents were movie buffs. Maybe that has something to do with it. Like, my mom loved watching horror films, and I just made the connection.
You've starred in a couple music videos. Do you have any interest in starring in any more in the future?
I mean, I did those because I respected the artists. And, you know, I felt like, you know, it was almost like me lending the favor, and at the same time, them, you know, giving me the ability to work with them. So, you know, if the thing arises, the opportunity arises for me to work with someone that I respect again, then I'll do it.
You have your own music career budding as well. Can we expect to hear an album in the near future?
Yeah, actually, I've been putting out my material independently, like, just on my own accord, without having to cross-promote my acting career. I've left them both very separate, you know, left it for people to find it on their own. You know, people can always expect, like, when people find out I do music, they totally could just easily find the stuff that I've done and download it for free and things like that. So, you know, it's a passion of mine. Music is like, I like to call it my mistress, because I'm always trying to see music. I'm always trying to see her, always trying to